All of us want to win when it comes to communication. We want to be successful when we're talking. We want to be successful engaging and connecting with people. But how do we do it to where we leave every conversation feeling like both people involved won that conversation? That's what we're going to be talking about on today's Speak and Get What You Want podcast with the great auctioneer, Troy Black. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, heck yeah. You know, it's interesting. You're an auctioneer, which is a very unique occupation, right? I mean, you don't meet an auctioneer every day. And you were telling me before we started that the goal of an auctioneer is that the buyer and seller come together and they both feel like they've won. But how do you do that as an auctioneer? How do you make sure that both parties feel victorious?
Well, that's very, very tough. I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, as the agent, we're the agent of the seller, right? They bring an asset to us, and it's our job to get potential buyers together, educated potential buyers together, so the competitive bidding, the free market, will establish the price of that asset. Mm. And so we have that responsibility to try to get as much money as we possibly can for that asset for the seller, but yet at the same time, allow that potential buyer or the new buyer to feel like he or she has purchased the asset at a reasonable price. Now, the great challenge for an auctioneer is that I know that the buyer wants to get that asset for the least amount of money possible, right?
Right. Right.
My job is to get them as much money as possible for that asset. And so there lies the dance that the auctioneer conducts, right? So that's part of the adrenaline rush, I think, for me as an auctioneer, to have an asset and go, okay, I know what it's worth. What's the free market going to bear?
Right. Right?
'Cause really the definition of value, what is the real value of an asset? It's when two educated buyers get together, competitively bid on the asset, and they establish the price.
Mm.
But if you and I are bidding on a horse or a car, and at $10,000, I'm all done. I think that's too much money.
Right.
You're the winner. You just bought that car for $10,000. That's what the true value is that day.
Okay. So, let's double click on this for a second. So you got the buyer who's over here, the seller who's over here, but at the same time as an auctioneer, there's an entertainment level, right? There are people that want to be entertained by being, so you've got to make sure that this party's happy, that party's happy, but also at the same time, make sure it's entertaining.
That's right. And that's where the entertainment, communication, all of these things come together. You're talking this guy into bidding one more bid, and then they bid. And then you come over to this lady and say, hey, come on, let's talk about this a second. And then you entertain, tell them a joke, whatever. There are a lot of people in the industry that are great at putting people at ease and making them smile and happy. And when people are happy, they tend to spend more money.
Interesting.
Right. So if you are
the happier, someone is the more money.
This doesn't just apply to the auction method of marketing. This applies to anything, a garage sale, high-end negotiations at a real estate contract, dealing with your wife or your significant other, right?
Right.
If that person, that potential buyer is drawn back in a bad mood, if you've offended them, their hands are in their pockets, it's a lot harder to get the deal put together than if they're smiling and they're happy and we're talking about it. There's open communication. That's way easier to come together and get the deal done.
Okay, but as an auctioneer, you're communicating. Right. I think you're using every element of communication because you're also reading the room, right? You're reading the room. Absolutely. And seeing who might be engaged, who might not be engaged, because you got to pay attention to the whole room, right?
Yeah.
And so
this transaction is done in a 45 second to maybe a 2 minute window.
Whoa. Okay.
Most.
So give me a number that you've seen where it starts at one number and finishes at another in 2 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Let's see. Well, just a few months ago, I had an art auction, in Montana, and we had a Charlie Russell, painting that was, the value was like $600,000 to $900,000.
Okay.
And I think my reserve was at $550,000.
Okay.
And
the reserve within that they won't take anything below $550,000.
Right. That was the floor. And I think we started it at like $400,000 and it sold for $1.3 million. So I brought $500,000 over the high estimate, and we were able to do that in less than 60 seconds.
No way.
Wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had two bidders bidding on it. And,
in totality, how many bidders were there?
In the audience, there was about 700.
Okay.
But we had two bidders on this piece.
Going back and forth.
Yep. Wow. And and at about 900 to 950, it started to slow down. And it was just one of those deals where you just start talking to them. Come on, keep her coming, you know. You pull a few tricks out of your hat, and then they bid, and then this one bids over here again, and then you come back, and yeah, they just landed at $1.3 million.
Wow. And they were thrilled at $1.3 million.
They were tickled to death to get it.
That's amazing.
So excited that I had to say, hey, I need your bidder number before you can celebrate, you know?
Oh my goodness. So they paid
him and his
$400,000. Yeah,
him and his wife were jumping up and down and screaming and yelling. And we've always wanted that painting. So.
Wow, that's incredible. And so it created that win-win circumstance. And so the person who was selling it was thrilled to sell it for $1.3 million. The person who was buying it had always wanted that painting for $1.3 million. And so it's just, I mean, that's the, you know, to take a coin phrase, that's the art of the deal, that everyone feels
like the art of the deal.
Everyone wins. Okay, so when you go to an auction, how many pieces are typically auctioned off? I'm sure it can vary by a pretty significant amount, but typically.
Oh, yeah. So I specialize in Western art.
Okay.
That's what I do. I'm an art auctioneer. And so it will vary from auction to auction. For example, last week, we were in Great Falls, Montana for the Paris Gibson Square Museum, and we did their benefit art auction, and we had 22 items and a paddle raise, right, to help raise money for the art and education portion of the museum.
Okay.
Flip side to that, the Coeur d'Alene art auction, which is the largest privately owned Western art auction in the world. We do that every year in July in Reno, and we will have anywhere from 290 to 330 pieces.
Oh my goodness.
And that auction is the Super Bowl of Western art auctions.
Okay. How long is that?
We average one lot per minute on that one. So 300 lots take about 5 hours.
5 hours. Is it mm-hmm. one auctioneer for the 5 hours?
Yeah, I have another auctioneer that helps me. I'm the main auctioneer for that particular auction. And so at about 4 hours in, that 3.5 hours in, I'll have him get up, sell for 30 minutes. I'll go take a restroom break, bottle of water, and then I'll get up and finish it up.
Wow.
But there are times when if the momentum's there and people are coming and it's just a frenzy, I won't take a break. I'll just run it all the way through.
So what is the absolute hardest thing when you're conducting as an auctioneer, what is the absolute hardest thing that you have to combat?
Time. Time is the auctioneer's worst enemy.
Interesting.
And the reason why is people's attention span will only stay focused for so long.
Really? So on one product, you pull out one product, you got 2 minutes to get people excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just say, for example, there's a painting or a bronze that, I have a computer, an online bidder. I have three phone bidders. I've got two or three bidders in the audience, and it takes 5 minutes to sell that painting. Well, that just puts me behind the eight ball, right? I've got to figure out a way to get back up onto schedule. There's psychologically speaking, there's a reason why let's say a 30-minute sitcom.
Okay.
I believe, and I'm shooting from the hip here, I believe in a 30-minute sitcom, there's only 16 minutes of actual television show. And they break that up into 2 8-minute increments with commercials in the front, commercials in the middle, commercials in the back. Why? Because people can't focus for that long.
Really?
Right? They can't focus for 30 minutes. So they break things up like that. And so for an auctioneer, you know, our focus is, man, we start, we put the throttle down, we open up the carburetor, and we rock and roll.
Okay, finish your statement there.
Oh, because I know I'm only going to get people with me. They're only going to stay with me for a certain amount of time. Before they're going to, you know, go to the bathroom, they're going to go to the bar and get another glass of wine. They're going to do something they just can't focus. People in today's world can't focus for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
So you have to channel their focus. You have to make sure that it's rotating constantly.
Right. Right. So therefore I know I've got to have a certain pace, a certain speed. I have to be an entertainer with, you know, I've got to keep them laughing and giggling. I have to keep people engaged. So they're coming with me. And at the end, I can't be the sorry puss up on the stage because nobody wants to listen to a guy who's in a bad mood.
Okay. So
we have to stay upbeat and positive.
How critical is your energy in an auction?
Oh, 100%.
It's everything.
100%. And it starts, and now when we're talking art auctions, you know, in a gallery situation. We're not talking, a farm auction or outside auctions. So it's a little different. But my energy starts when I walk into the building. and I say hello to the first person.
Okay, wait. How far in advance are you walking into the building?
Well, it could be 2 days. Like
really?
I mean, a lot of these high-end Western auctions will have a reception the day before the auction where everything is on display. They can come and socialize. They can see the art. If they need to blacklight it, you know, they can do their due diligence in preparation for the auction the next day. And so, my energies, we feed off each other from the first moment that I walk through the doors of the gallery. And I think, you know, how I come off will definitely start how they come to the auction mentally. If we're laughing and giggling, having a great time, everybody's excited, you can feel of an energy. It feeds off each other. I mean, in the auction business, we call it the feeding frenzy.
Okay.
Where everybody's excited and everybody wants to bid and play.
So you show up at an auction 2 days before you even take the stage and you're mindful of your energy 2 days before, how you're interacting, you know there has to be a certain level of energy to get people excited.
Yep. Yeah.
What if
that's just me?
Okay, but what if you're not feeling it, Troy? What if you're like, I'm not feeling it?
There are days I don't, but you just put the game face on, right? That's what you do. You have to go to that place. And that's, you know, I sold my very first auction in 1988 as a junior in high school. And so, you know, I've had, 35, 40 years to practice this and to learn this. And so there are days when I'm not feeling it, but my responsibility to the consigners and to the sellers is to feel it and go get to that place. You know, to quote Happy Gilmore, I need to find my happy place.
Okay. But Troy, so you're saying that your energy when you show up at the auction can impact the entire auction?
I believe so. Yes.
That's amazing.
Yep.
That's amazing. How you show up as the auctioneer 2 days before and you're shaking hands and getting to know people, your energy and how you show up will determine the success or failure of an auction.
I think so. Yeah. That's my opinion.
I absolutely agree with that. But what's incredible to me is how much your energy can permeate a room of 700 people.
Yes, absolutely. If the auctioneer is on the stage and he starts to belittle someone, you know, calling him a tightwad or you're not paying enough money or, you know, he's starting to get short and curt with those buyers. Oh my gosh. It's a cancer. The whole auction, the whole audience will be like, ugh, what's this guy doing? But that's part of, you know, that's part of the art of the auction is some people are going to get great buys. And so when they do get a good buy, you congratulate them.
Hmm.
Hey, Chad, that was a great buy. You're a sharp bidder. Good job. Very, very good.
Okay.
So you congratulate them to keep the momentum going and people get excited about stuff like that. Well, if Chad can do it, I can do it.
Right, because I'm sure you've had auctions go sideways when you thought they were going to go one direction, they would go the other direction. And you're saying going negative at those moments destroys the auction. But if you can somehow muster positivity, if you can somehow muster some optimism, it can change the whole momentum of the auction?
Yeah. Yeah, or... If the market's tough and the prices are a little tough and people are having a hard time bidding, at least with me as the auctioneer, I have the microphone. I'm staying positive. I'm laughing and giggling. at least I can keep it status. I mean, I can keep it level so it doesn't go farther backwards, right?
That's amazing.
And yeah. And in some cases you get one item in there. All it takes is one or two items where three or four people wanna buy it, and you have a runaway, and people start to clap, and you're like, okay, they're feeling it now. Okay, okay, let's go.
I love it.
And then, you know, you just start building momentum that way too.
Right.
But it just takes one or two items.
That's amazing.
But the auctioneer is the agent. Like I said before, he's not only the agent for the seller and the agent for the buyer, but he's the agent for the environment, the attitude of the whole production.
I love that. I love that because I think, Troy, that's life. You know what I mean? We are the auctioneer in our own life. When things aren't going the way you want them to go, when things aren't going the way you had hoped, you can determine whether you're going to become positive or negative. You're going to determine whether you are going to happen to your life or you're going to let things happen for your life so that you can actually turn a difficult situation into something positive.
Yeah. And you know, if we sat here for 5 minutes and brainstormed, we could probably come up with five names of people that are always just upbeat and happy, and you people want to be around them,
right?
Because it's contagious,
right?
Adversely, you can probably on one hand think of five people that are just like, man, like a rattlesnake, you know, nobody wants to be around them,
right?
Sonry,
right?
You know, and they have that attitude of just being hard to deal with,
right?
And where do you want to be? Do you want to be happy and positive? Or do you want to be a rattlesnake? Even when we want to be rattlesnakes in business, you have to be the happy guy sometimes.
Absolutely. So much to pull from that. I mean, the reality of the life of an auctioneer is so symbolic of our own lives. We're trying to create situations where people win. We're trying to keep things positive. The impact of our energy, so much of that, Troy, is what we're faced with every single day. And I want to just finish with something that you just said powerfully there. I said, when does it start for you? When does the energy start, the importance of energy? And you said, the moment I enter the room. It's not when I get up on stage. It's when I'm meeting people before I even get up on stage. Because a lot of us can fake it when we're in those critically important situations. But Troy, you're saying the moment I walk in, I try and be the best version of myself.
Yeah. And there's, you know, and it's very humbling to be an auctioneer when you sit back and think about at an auction, there are a lot of people depending on me. I have the auction house, all of the people that work there, all of their families that are depending on a great auction, all of the consigners, you know, in the art industry, a lot of these people, this is maybe their retirement.
Wow.
Man, they're going to sell three or four paintings. This is what they're gonna live on for the rest of their lives. A lot of pressure there for me to perform and make sure I take care of them. I have art dealers and art collectors that are trying to get a painting at a fair price that they're gonna either try to resell or put in their permanent collection that one day I probably will see again when they're ready to sell it.
Right.
So there's a lot of pressure when you think about that. It's just not grabbing a microphone and selling a piece of art. There are lots of layers to this onion that people are depending on me.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure. Right. And so I don't just take that willy-nilly. That I take that very serious.
Well, and not only that, Troy, you have no time, tolerance, or room for negativity when you have that type of pressure right. on you, right? It's you embrace it, you're positive, and you do so much good. Troy, absolutely okay. loved what you shared. Such awesome insights. It was great being with you.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Take care, Troy. Bye now.
Yes.